Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We're a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So, Carrie, you know every once in a while I like to revisit the vision or the mission of The Connected Life and what we're all about here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be good to take a few moments just to talk about that again. For some of our listeners who may have been hearing us for a while, or maybe there's someone who is brand new and tuning in just for the first time. But, you know, we have talked about The Connected Life, and really what we want to help others do is to first connect with God, then connect with their community, their brothers and sisters in Christ, and then to connect to the world at large, really the lost that are around us, and being able to bring the hope and the peace and the healing of Jesus Christ. What we're all about is really living an authentic life, an open life, a life that where we can connect to God in true relationship, where we can connect with our brothers and sisters and have that be a place where we go for support, for understanding, to build us up so that we can go out into the world in the same way that Jesus talked about. And so when we talk about The Connected Life, really there's two main verses that I think that we are inspired by when we do our show and we try to carry out this vision. And that's Matthew 22:36. 36 through 40, where someone asked Jesus here, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." And so that vision or that mission of connecting to God and loving God with all your heart and then loving your neighbor, your brother, your sister, the person who may not yet know Christ, who, as we, you know, have talked about before, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And so we also talk about the Great Commission, Matthew 28:16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So this is what we're about, connecting to God, connecting to the church, our brothers and sisters in Christ, that God has placed in our life to give us support and to give us encouragement, and then to connect to the world at large. And go ahead.
I think specifically our ministry and the ministry of Crossroads Counseling Center is directed even closer to couples and to marriages and trying to reach people that may be lost in their marriage at places and need help and need connection and being able to help couples connect back with themselves. So that's a huge part of our ministry is helping marriages. So one of the things that we were going to talk about today, or the topic that we're going to talk about today, is just tips for men and helping men to connect with their wives.
Exactly. Right. So part of the that's the larger vision of the Connected Life, which is the ministry of Crossroads. But within that, a lot of what we do is working with couples and families and even individuals. And so today we're talking about men who are married and who, you know, these are our top tips for them to help them work and stay productive in their marriage.
Okay, so the first tip we're going to talk about is to keep dating and never stop pursuing. Never stop pursuing your wife.
Yeah, so a lot of guys, once they get to the point where they have romanced their wife and they have wooed her and won her heart, so to speak, they proposed, they get married, and a lot of that connection, a lot of that closeness, a lot of that romance tends to fade away, especially after you get comfortable, you get into your routines, and there's just the passage of time. And so we know that it's very important to never stop pursuing, for man to never stop pursuing their wife in the same way that they did when they were in the dating phase. And, you know, keep dating her, keep pursuing her. Now, dating, if you've listened to us for any time, we've talked about dating before, and it's important, but it's not the most important thing in a marriage.
You can have intimate times when you're just home watching TV after the kids went to bed. It doesn't have to be going out and spending a lot of money on dinner or going to a movie. It can be inexpensive, and you know, maybe if you can't afford childcare, you just wait till the kids are sleeping and you have time together. But making the time together, it's what's important, not so much going out to dinner at a restaurant.
Right. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Right. It's really about making time with one another and staying connected with each other. And that's what this whole tip is here in terms of really pursuing your wife. Don't give up on her. Just as Christ pursues us to be in relationship with us, to know us on our most deepest, most intimate levels, you know, men are to love their wives as Christ loves the church. And so that's the idea behind this. It's never stop pursuing her. Always work to get to know her and be in relationship with her.
So the next one would be, tell your wife that you love her every day.
Now, this sounds like a given, but, you know, as a marriage counselor, couples counselor, I've worked with a lot of guys who just don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, they take it for granted. Also, there's a lot of guys who did not grow up in homes or with fathers, their own dad, who really modeled just care and nurture and would say things like, hey, son, I love you, or where they saw their dad speaking to their mom and telling their mom that I love you. And so it's difficult at times for us to give what we did not receive a lot of, and this is one of those situations. So just being able to have that mindfulness and being aware and being able to remind your wife how much she means to you, how precious she is to you, and that you love her. It's part of this whole pursuing her and keeping her at the forefront of your mind.
Okay, and the next one would be embracing and hugging your wife.
Yeah, so same kind of concept here, right? What we're really talking about, what I'm really going for here, is just having more connection and closeness in your marriage, and the importance of being able to speak those words. Now, a lot of people, a lot of women, they love to hear the words, I love you, I care for you, you look beautiful today, you look great today. But a lot of women also love to be touched and you know, have that tenderness, kind of contact, comfort. So embracing and hugging your wife is very important.
And back massages, foot massages, anything like that.
Precisely, right? Especially after a long day at work or, you know, working with the kids. And we know that touch is a way of bonding and connecting between, you know, husband and wife. And so, you know, some of this, as we're talking about, I'm just thinking about the five love languages, and I think most of our listeners probably know that. And I think there is some importance at being aware of what your spouse's love language is and really focusing in on caring for them and showing them your love by or in the way that they tend to experience love. So this would be another way.
Yeah, and I like that too, even if their main love language isn't physical, you can still give your wife a hug every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, you know, whatever their love language is. Other things, it's always good to be well balanced.
Right.
I think. Okay, so next one would be admit when you're wrong.
Yeah, this was a hard one. And
Travis is really good at this one.
Yeah, prior to the show today, as we were preparing for this, we were talking about how great I am at this one, right? Admitting when I am wrong.
That's sarcasm.
Yeah, yeah. So in the vein of being authentic, like we talked about in the opening of our show, connecting with one another, an authentic relationship, I have a hard time admitting when I'm wrong because I'm never wrong. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I tend to go into explanation and, as my wife says, justification, you know, in terms of my behavior. So,
well, there's a difference between explanation and justification. You know, if you're going to explain.
So you would say I go into justification.
You go into justification and trying to make it, well, this is, it's okay because I did this and this. And
is
this
that
is
what
I
sound
felt.
Like when
yes,
I.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly yeah. how he sounds every time. He goes into that justification mode, and I think that he feels like he's explaining, but in really into my ears it sounds more like, no, it was okay because
yeah, it sounds like
this.
It sounds like a justification to you. Yeah, and I talked about that, like part. Absolutely, 100%. There is difficulty for me to say, yeah, I was wrong.
Right, yeah.
It ties into what a lot of men experience, which is they don't want to be wrong, but they also don't want to disappoint and let down their spouse or their family, the people that they care about the most. And a lot of times the explaining and the justification can be connected to a deeper emotion such as guilt or shame, embarrassment, feeling like you failed, those types of things. But
yeah.
It takes a real man to be able to admit he's wrong, own up to his mistakes, and make a heartfelt apology.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard to know a heartfelt apology when it's hard to be the one apologizing and really know, okay, is this heartfelt or is this sounding more angry or is it sounding more defensive? Like what does my apology sound like? And I think you need to be able to listen to your spouse when they give you feedback about that, because sometimes it does need to soften more. Maybe it'll take
right.
a few more tries.
Yeah, in a previous show we talked about apologies, and really only one kind of apology works, and that's a heartfelt, sincere apology that's really coming from the person's heart. And most of us can detect that when we're seeing the other person. Just like when we watch our kids and we tell our kids to apologize, we can tell when they're being sincere and they're just saying it because we've told them to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Connected Life Radio, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling Center. You're with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. So to learn more about Connected Life, you can visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com, The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, visit us at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, or you can call 623-680-3486. So the next tip would be that a man needs to be strong and sensitive.
Right. So, yeah, be strong and sensitive. And what I find is that there are some guys who are really good at being strong, not just physically strong, right, but strong in terms of...
Emotionally.
Yes, being able to handle adversity.
Right.
And that's important with your family. You want to be able to, during a time of crisis... show courage and strength and be able to help lead your family. So there's some guys who are really good at that. And then there are other guys who are really good at showing sensitivity, and finding the balance between those two can oftentimes be a challenge for all of us. And so that's what this is about. Being strong and being sensitive, knowing when you need to be tough and to be demanding, so to speak, versus knowing when you need to be and being willing to be sensitive and caring. And so when your spouse is hurting and she needs your tenderness and your care, being able to reach out to her with love and comfort and sensitivity. And there may be times where she may need more of your strength. And by the way, sometimes being sensitive is showing strength. In fact, I think it takes a lot of courage to open up and be vulnerable and express your emotions. And we see that Jesus did this, I think, on many different times where he openly shared his vulnerability. He wept, right? And he cried out to God. And so being able to have both sides and really nurture and cultivate both parts of who you are.
Yeah, I think we just saw from one of our friends recently that the man was so intent on being strong and really trying to fix and be there to say, hey, we're going to get through this. We're going to pound through this. It's going to be okay. And where the woman was in that emotional place where she just needed that soft response, a very, very calming, like, I'm just here with you in this mess and muck. And I think that sometimes just knowing when to turn off
bravado, like I'm just really strong here. I'm not opening up. I'm not showing my vulnerability.
Right. And sometimes strength can be in letting go of that and saying, okay, I'm here for you and I can just give you a hug.
Right.
And sometimes men don't know so much how to turn that on and off.
Right. And now I like that you're bringing that up because it can also be a man asking for his own comfort and care, not just being able to say, hey, I'm here for you. I'm going to take care of you as my wife.
Right.
But when a man is hurting, because men hurt too, men get afraid and sad and alone, being able to say, hey, I feel these things and I really need you to come and support me or love me, remind me that you're with me, that you believe in me, that you're standing with me no matter what.
Right.
And so it goes both ways. It's being able to comfort your spouse, but also being able to ask for comfort for yourself when it's needed.
Right. So the next one would be, I'm kind of two together, listen with your heart and speak from your heart.
Yeah, so really very similar to what we're talking about. So when your wife is talking to you, maybe even a time where you might hear her criticizing, what you need to know is that behind every criticism, there is an unmet emotional need. Maybe not every, but almost every time.
That could get pretty deep for some people.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And if you have this, if you're listening for the deeper message, oftentimes you will hear an unmet need or a hurt or an emotion such as sadness. And you want to be able to listen with your heart so that you can really hear the deeper, oftentimes the unspoken message, because women at times do have difficulty being vulnerable, saying what they want, what they need, what they're deeply feeling, especially if they're not feeling safely connected and attached in their marriage. Mm. And so it's about listening with your heart. And then again, it's about speaking from your heart. What does that mean when I say speak from your heart? It means going to a place of vulnerability and softness, being able to reach out and connect with your wife or your children, and then also on the flip side, having the strength to say, I need you right now too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in the same way that we saw Jesus cry out for Abba, Father, or he cried out for companionship and connection with the disciples. It's that community that we need. It's that strength. It's that connection to other people that we need.
Mm-hmm. This is one that I thought was a pretty big one. When things get rough, don't lose hope. So if you're fighting for your marriage, don't throw the fight before you really are KO'd. You know, you got to stick in there.
Absolutely. What happens is a lot of times when things get rough and the heat of the argument, what a lot of men tend to do is they tend to shut down and pull away. And that's precisely, those are those moments where your wife is needing you the most.
Mm-hmm.
But it's scary. It's overwhelming. It feels dangerous at times because engaging has the risk that the fight escalates. But this whole idea of not giving up when things get rough, not losing hope, keep pursuing her, keep fighting for the relationship, keep reaching out, listen with your heart, speak from your heart, ask her to be open and vulnerable with you. That's really the heart of these tips that we're trying to get at for men.
Hmm. And help around the house and with the kids.
So basic here, but huge in terms of just supporting and connecting. Being more proactive. I know that a lot of guys come home and they want to come home and rest and relax, and I get that. I feel that too.
Yeah, you do.
Right? But loving your wife through taking that extra step and sometimes even sacrificing maybe some of your own rest and relax time and maybe going and cleaning up the kitchen, doing the dishes, vacuuming, doing things like that. I think that really can send a strong message that, hey, you matter, you're important to me, we're in this together, we're a team.
Mm-hmm. And with the kids too, like reconnecting with the children and
totally
being able to tell them that they're important and valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
if what we're talking about resonates with you, if you're a husband out there and you connect with our message and these tips are valuable to you, or if you're a wife who is listening and maybe you're thinking, hey, this would be a great message for my husband to hear. Or maybe you're just right now, you're struggling in your marriage, in your relationship. We want you to know that there is hope. One of the things that we offer is a couples retreat where Carrie and I have a chance to engage with couples on a very personal level. And we have a retreat coming up in September. Actually, it's on the 25th and the 26th. And it's located at Spirit in the Desert, which is the Lutheran Retreat Center in Carefree, Arizona. It's just a gorgeous, beautiful area. Now, if you are interested in that and you would like more information, just give us a call at 623-680-3486. We are offering a 50% discount for those who sign up by August 1st. Again, this is on September 25th and 26th. It's at Spirit in the Desert. And if you contact us by August 1st, there is a 50% discount, which is quite a savings. So you're listening to the Connected Life Radio. And if you want to connect with us during the week, visit us on the website at CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com or call us at 623-680-3486. Stay connected, Arizona.